And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 5th of February, 2017. It was on this day, 1936, the classic Charlie Chaplin film Modern Times was released to theaters. It was one of Chaplin's first works in the talkie era. Charlie Chaplin, who had said, "Movies are a fad. Audiences really want to see live actors on stage." But the movie Modern Times became one of his best-known movies, starring his trademark character, the Little Tramp, his mishaps as a worker on the assembly line in a factory. And as it turned out, Modern Times was the last appearance of the Little Tramp character. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist William S. Burroughs, born in St. Louis, Missouri, 1914, born into a wealthy family. His grandfather had invented the Burroughs adding machine. Family had socked away money before the Depression, so they got out of it relatively unscathed. And Burroughs was sent off to private schools, graduated from Harvard, went briefly to medical school in Vienna, where he said, "I was just bored. I didn't seem to have much interest in becoming a successful executive or whatever, or living the kind of life Harvard designs for you." And he read a book called You Can't Win, the autobiography of a drifter and a burglar named Jack Black, whose tales of drug use fascinated the young William Burroughs. By 1944, he had a full-blown heroin habit. He was living in Greenwich Village in New York City on Bedford Street. He made friends with Allen Ginsberg and Jack Kerouac. He became a pickpocket. His parents were sending him $200 a month, and so he was able to dress fairly well. William Burroughs always wore a three-piece suit and a striped tie and a fedora hat. Some people thought Burroughs was a private eye or worked for the FBI, but he was hard at work on his book. His best-known book, his third novel, Naked Lunch, came out in 1959. He described the novel as a frozen moment when everyone sees what is on the end of every fork. William Burroughs's books include Junkie, The Soft Machine, and The Ticket That Exploded. He said, on the subject of writing, "The only way I can write narrative is to get right outside my body and experience it. This can be exhausting and at times dangerous. One cannot be sure of redemption." Here's a poem for today by Ron Padgett, "The Best Thing I Did." The best thing I did for my mother was to outlive her, for which I deserve no credit, though it makes me glad that she didn't have to see me die. Like most people, I suppose, I feel I should have done more for her. Like what? I wasn't such a bad son. I would have wanted to have loved her as much as she loved me, but I couldn't. I had a life, a son of my own, a wife and my youth that kept going on, maybe too long. And now I love her more and more, so that perhaps when I die, our love will be the same, though I seriously doubt my heart can ever be as big as hers." A poem by Ron Padgett, "The Best Thing I Did," from his collected poems, published by Coffee House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.